So let's say you're killed by zombies in The Walking Dead. Then what? Atlanta-based actor Iron E. Singleton is evidence there is life after being devoured by zombies. He was on the AMC show for 3 seasons until his character's untimely death. Since his stint on The Walking Dead, Iron E. Singleton created and starred in a one-man show about his life growing up impoverished in Atlanta. It's called Blindsided by The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead seems to make a real point of having a very diverse cast, and I wonder if that was ever, to your knowledge, working on the show for 3 years, was that conscious? Were people aware of trying to make sure they had all different demographics reflected in the cast?
Well, it never came up in conversation, but you could see that an effort was being made, given that we had an Asian character. But then Glenn is also a character in the comic book.
Yeah,
T-Dog is not even a character in the comic book, but they decided to have a black man to be a part of the, you know, the first season of the show. So I think that it was obvious that they were making an effort.
Did you have any idea when you started the show whether you were going to survive the first season? Were you always wondering, am I going to make it?
From episode 3 on, because when I was cast, Frank Darabont told my agent that I would work 2, maybe 3 episodes. So I thought that T-Dog would be dead by episode 4.
They must have liked you.
Yeah, well, this is what Frank and I discussed. He was like, oh, he said, you're doing such a terrific job. He said, I couldn't kill you. I could not kill your character off. So, yeah.
All right. So let's take a listen. This is kind of a memorable moment for people who know your character and your storyline. This is when you were like taking care of a walker that was trapped in a well.
Should seal off this well.
Yeah. Might be a good idea.
So what do we do about it?
Good thing we didn't do anything stupid like shoot it.
Okay, that's actually you chopping up a zombie.
Now.
It almost seems more violent when you're just hearing it, right, rather than watching it?
It does, but now I understand why T-Dog died. I think that the zombie that bit me, that was his cousin that I killed, the well walker.
You think it was a feud?
I think he was upset that I chopped his cousin up, and he came back for some revenge.
I guess you're destined to write some fanfic. But tell me a little bit about the character of T-Dog, because we're going to talk about your character in Blindsided as well. And there are some similarities between these two. What do you think about T-Dog? What kind of person that he was?
T-Dog was he was similar to the character that I played in The Blindside, but he went right instead of left. Whenever I do my homework, whenever I do my character work, when I'm researching a part, always go. The first thing I was taught in acting 101 at the University of Georgia, go dogs. I just had to do that. But the first thing you're taught is use your life experiences. So I went back as far as I could in my life, and then I bring that character up to the current day.
You grew up in a rough neighborhood.
Yeah.
Very poor.
A few miles from here, not too far away from me. You can take this road. You can take this street, 14th Street, all the way to where I grew up. Because it connects with Marietta Street.
Yeah, this is something you talk a lot about in your one-man show.
Yes.
Being the first person in your family to go to college.
Yes, yes, in my family lineage.
Yeah.
To go to college. And so, that means a lot to me. And so I don't take that lightly, being able to go to college. But I do my character work by going as far back in my life as I can, and I bring it all the way up to current time as much as I can. So T-Dog was a guy that grew up in the projects. He grew up in the inner city. He ended up going to college, and he didn't major in theater, though, so because he would have been a little bit too theatrical. I say he was probably like a business major.
He was a drama king.
Right. Yeah. So he was a blue-collar/white-collar worker or something like that. He could have been a bank teller or whatever, but he was very involved at the church, and he was a deacon at the church, and so that's basically was T-Dog, and he was all about cohesiveness, all about unity, you know, so that was his thing.
Which is different, very different from the role you first became known for. Let's take a listen to this clip from The Blind Side. You played a gang member named Alton, and here you are in a scene where you're kind of tormenting the lead character, Big Mike.
Hey, sit down, man. I'm just trying to find out a little bit about your fine white sister. Because I liked me some of that mom and daughter action.
Shut up.
Shut up? Who in the hell is you telling to shut up? I will bust a cap in your ass and then drive east to pay a visit to your mom and a sweet little dog.
A lot of violence.
Ooh, intense.
Is that you're making faces. That difficult to listen to?
It's entertaining. It's not difficult because I understand at the end of the day it's acting. But it sounds pretty convincing though. So I can understand why people would be upset with me when they come about the role I played in The Blind Side.
Right.
And they're like, oh, you were the back on The Blind Side. Oh, I don't like you. But then they meet me and they're like, wait a minute, you're nothing like that guy. I'm like, it's acting.
But you do talk a lot in your one-man show about being a role model and setting an example for somebody, a kid growing up, maybe in Atlanta, in a poor neighborhood in Atlanta, who had a similar background to you. How do you do that? Well, if you have to play a character like Alton, how do you then become a role model for that kid?
Mm-hmm. I'd have to say, God gave me that platform. Everything that I concluded that everything that I went through in life was to land me in the biggest sports movie, biggest box office grossing sports movie ever. My favorite movie, which is the biggest box office grossing movie up until The Blind Side came out, was Rocky. And that was my favorite movie. And it still is my favorite movie. The Blind Side is number two. Had I not gone through what I went through, I would not have been prepared to play the role the way I played Alton. So now that I played that role, because, I mean, art is a reflection of reality. And once I played that role, it gave me the platform to where I can go. It gave me street cred, put it like that, to where I can go back, to the hood or wherever I go and talk to people. And they're like, oh, that was the bad guy on The Blind Side. Oh, man, you were so cool. And that's my segue into being that role model, giving them some positivity, instilling some type of enlightenment or empowerment in them.
Okay, so I wonder how prepared you are to live with The Walking Dead for the rest of your life. I mean, you could literally be going to zombie cons for the rest of your life. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, that's a blessing to be a part of the biggest television show in basic cable history, something that would allow me to be able to produce income, even 15 years from now, it's remarkable. It's amazing.
That's Atlanta-based actor Iron E. Singleton. He appeared on AMC's The Walking Dead for 3 seasons and then created a one-man show called Blindsided by The Walking Dead. We spoke in 2015.